What up, cyber world? It is your girl, the one, the only Ash Brown. Yes, and this is the Ash Brown Uncensored Show. I appreciate you guys. Sorry if I sound a little bit stuffy, a little bit echoey-ish, or if my voice sounds a little distorted, but we're actually on the road from Memphis, and we're headed back to the A-Town, headed back to Atlanta. So, you know, I was trying for the longest to find a steady Wi-Fi connection, and I think this one is going to hold on for me for a couple of minutes here. So, you know, I like to keep these shows pretty short. But I had an epiphany this week, and not that this is something that is brand new to me, but my perspective on it is pretty awesome. But, y'all, Just if I look at my life as a whole, I've been through a lot of stuff. I've been through so much stuff. And the stuff that I would put up with in my 20s, now that I'm towards the end of my 30s, into my 40s, I just got zero tolerance for. Just zero tolerance. Friendships. Ash in her 20s. Oh, you know, let's just make sure everybody's happy. Everybody's together. And she would sacrifice her own self. She would sacrifice her own fun. She would sacrifice her own well-being for these so-called friends that, quote-unquote, had her back, but didn't. Didn't have her back. And I remember giving certain people chance after chance after chance after chance after chance after chance after chance, 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 and them continuously disappointing me, continuously disappointing me. And I'm in a place in my life now where people drop off deuces. Have a great life. I'm not going to cuss you out. I'm not going to give you a PowerPoint presentation on why I'm no longer dealing with your energy. I'm just not going to deal with you. However you want to interpret that, that's up to you. That's all on you, baby. I have zero chill when it comes to that now, because I now understand and know that life is so short. Life is so short, and you can only have a certain caliber of person around you, especially as you elevate in this life. I'm not here for it, y'all. I'm just not. So people may feel a certain way about certain things, and you know what? In all honesty, I'm human. I don't necessarily handle things the right way, the right fashion, and always, and whatever the case is. But where I am in my life today, I'm going to look about myself first. That's just off the rip. I'm looking out for self first, because I always, in my 20s, I look back now and I put myself second. I put myself third. Hell, I even put myself very last on the list. Very damn last. And we're not to do that. It's not good to do. So, friendship, done with that. Dating. I tolerated some real idiots in my 20s. Oh my gosh. It just really foolish dating. But you know what? Even with the friendship situations and the dating situations, I took little nuggets of knowledge from both of those. And I have come to the place now in my life where I'm comfortable in saying, you know what? I don't want kids. You know what? Marriage is not something that I'm looking forward to. That's not a goal of mine. But that's okay to say now. Like, I remember being condemned by people in my church, or maybe just friends of the family or whatever, when I would say, you know, I'm not really sold on the whole marriage thing, and definitely not really sold on the kids thing. And then like you can hear a room just gasp. Oh my gosh, she said she doesn't want to get married. Oh my gosh, she said she doesn't want kids. Oh my gosh. Guess what? That's okay. That is okay. I will never forget, I had this woman at my church. I'm not going to say her name, because I don't even know if she's still alive or whatever the case is, but I ain't going to put nobody out like that. But I ain't going to talk about the conversation we had. So I had come home from school that weekend, and usually what I would do, I would go to church with my mama, and, you know, you see everybody and whatever. Well, this particular woman came, you know, to me after service or whatever, and, you know, we're catching up, and she's asking me about school, and she's like, well, you know, Ash, you know, do you have a boyfriend? You know, you got a little guy out there in Columbus, in Muskogee County? And I was like, no, I'm not really dealing with that. I'm trying to just get through school, you know, I'm trying to get these grades up, you know, I'm trying to keep that whole scholarship, which I lost. That's another story within itself, but that's another time, another topic. Neither here nor there. And she then proceeds to, like, kind of step back a little bit, kind of cautiously, and was like, well, Ashley, are you a lesbian? And, you know, I really kind of did, like, the squinty eye face at her. I was like, so because I'm single, I don't have any potential suitors, and you haven't seen me in a while, I must be a lesbian. Well, I hate to burst your bubble, but no, I'm not a lesbian. No, I don't know. It was just so peculiar because people feel the need to fit you into a category. And it's so ridiculous. They want to fit you into a category. And if you don't fit any categories that they're familiar with, well, they got to fit you in one that they feel comfortable you being in. Or they just got to have you figured out. I don't know what it is with society. Always wanting to have to, like, figure out people and figure out things. I thought that was such an odd conversation. Shout out to all the lesbians out there, because I know a lot of lesbians, and I know, because I actually, you know, I used to work with a bunch of lesbians. I used to work at a lesbian bar in Atlanta. They were in off of Glenwood Avenue, and they moved to Midtown, but I hear that they're moving again. Shout out to my sister's room. They were always cool with your girl, always made sure that things was tight on, you know, very respectful. Really cool, really chill. Yeah, we don't have the same interests, but they're cool people, you know? That's another topic. We can go into that. I kind of went left field a little bit, but that was just, it was just so weird, you know? But the other aspect of me in my 20s was my career. I've had so many different jobs, y'all. I've worked call centers. I've worked a court system. I was in the military. I was an airline. Like, I've done a lot of different things. And I think that is mostly because I never wanted to be defined by one particular title, one particular brand, one particular company. And I even knew, like, when I was in high school, I knew I was going to be an entrepreneur. I knew that because my dream for going to college was to take a business management course. And that be my major because I was going to learn how to manage my business. I had no idea what kind of business I was going to have or run or do anything like that. I had zero clue, zero idea. But I knew that I wanted to eventually be able to budget and manage my own corporation, my own company. So to be doing the stuff that I'm doing now is phenomenal. I'm so grateful to be doing this stuff. I'm so thankful to be in this place. Because it wouldn't have happened if I didn't start to believe in myself. My mom was my biggest supporter. And when she passed, a part of me passed along with her, in all honesty. And I never, I guess her passing really shone light on the fact that, in all honesty, I never truly believed in myself and my talents, and what she thought and her belief in me was really a big chunk of what fueled me as an artist, as a talent, as a manager, as a person. And with her gone, I had to muster up the strength to be my own boss, run my own stuff, do my own thing. And while it's been a challenge and a journey, I wouldn't want it any other way. And I know she wouldn't either. So, Ash going into her 40s, I'm looking forward to it. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. And the best is yet to come, y'all. 2022 gonna be a ridiculous year. There's a lot of big things on the horizon for your girl. So I thank you guys for all of your support, all of your love. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, you can always email me info@ashsaidit.com. That is info@ashsaidit.com. If you want to check out the site, ashsaidit.com, you can check it out and go check out the latest podcast episode. Shout out to Tiffany Danielle. Tiffany Danielle XO. Oh my gosh, she was amazing this week. I chatted with her about how she transitioned from her 9-to-5 to being a full-time entrepreneur, working for herself, her own brand. That's what I'm talking about. Women empowerment. I love it. So if you want to check out that show, go to the site. Of course, across social media, I'm One Love Ash, the number one, L-O-V-E. And until next week, I'm going to keep up doing these weekly sessions with y'all. I'm going to try to do them live just because I know that it gets a little bit more traction if I do it live that way. But I love y'all. Thank you so much. And I will holla at y'all later. Deuces.